They weren't like regular obligators. They were far more obedient, zealous to a fault.
It happened to Marsh, Vin whispered. The first time I met him after he'd been made an Inquisitor, he seemed different. But he only grew even odder during the year following the collapse. Finally he turned on Sazed, tried to kill him.
What we're trying to suggest, Elland said, is that something is controlling the Inquisitors and the Kolos. Something is exploiting the weakness the Lord Ruler built into the creatures, and is using them as its pawns. The troubles we've been suffering, the chaos following the collapse, it's not simply chaos. No more than the patterns of people who fall sick to the mists are chaotic. I know it seems obvious, but the important thing here is that we now know the method. We understand why they can be controlled, and how they're being controlled.
Elland continued to pace, his feet marking the dirty tent floor.
The more I think about Vin's discovery, the more I come to believe that this is all connected. The Kolos, the Chondra, and the Inquisitors are not three separate oddities, but part of a single cohesive phenomenon. Now, on the surface, knowledge of this third art, this hemallergy, doesn't seem like much. We don't intend to use it to make more Kolos, so what good is the knowledge?
Set nodded, as if Elland had spoken the man's own thoughts. Elland, however, had drifted off a bit, staring out the open tent flaps, losing himself in thought. It was something he'd once done frequently, back when he spent more time on scholarship. He wasn't addressing Set's questions. He was speaking his own concerns, following his own logical path.
This war we're fighting, Elland continued. It isn't just about soldiers. It isn't just about Kolos or about taking Fadrick City. It's about the sequence of events we inadvertently started the moment we struck down the Lord Ruler. Hemallergy, the origins of the Kolos, is part of a pattern. The percentages that fall sick from the mists are also part of the pattern. The less we see chaos and the more we see the pattern, the better we're going to be at understanding just what we fight, and just how to defeat it.
Elland turned toward the group.
Norden, I want you to change the focus of your research. Up until now, we've assumed that the movements of the Kolos were random. I'm no longer convinced that is true. Research our old scout reports. Draw up lists and plot movements. Pay particular attention to the bodies of Kolos that we specifically know weren't under the control of an Inquisitor. I want to see if we can discover why they went where they did.
Yes, my lord, Norden said.
The rest of you stay vigilant, Elland said. I don't want another mistake like last week's. We can't afford to lose any more troops, even Kolos.
They nodded, and Elland's posture indicated the end of the meeting. Set was carried away to his tent. Norden bustled off to begin this new research, and Ham went in search of something to eat. Demu, however, stayed. Vin stood and trailed forward, stepping up to Elland's side, taking his arm as he turned to address Demu.
My lord, Demu said, looking a bit embarrassed. I assume General Hammond has spoken to you?
What's this? Vin thought, perking up.
Yes, Demu, Elland said with a sigh, but I really don't think it's something to worry about.
What? Vin asked. There is a certain level of ostracism happening in the camp, m'lady, Demu said. Those of us who fell sick for 2 weeks rather than a few days are being regarded with a measure of suspicion.
Suspicion that you no longer agree with, right, Demu?
Elland punctuated this remark with a very kingly, stern look. Demu nodded.
I trust your interpretation, my lord. It's just that, it is difficult to lead men who distrust you. And it's much harder for the others like me. They've taken to eating together, staying away from the others during their free time. It's reinforcing the division.
What do you think? Elland asked. Should we try to force reintegration?
That depends, my lord, Demu said.
On
several factors, Demu said. If you're planning to attack soon, then reintegrating would be a bad idea. I don't want men fighting alongside those they don't trust. However, if we're going to continue the siege for some time, then forcing them back together might make sense. The larger segment of the army would have time to learn to trust the Mistfallen again.
Mistfallen, Vin thought. Interesting name.
Elland looked down at her, and she knew what he was thinking. The ball at the Canton of Resource was only a few days away. If Elland's plan went well, then perhaps they wouldn't have to attack Fadrix. Vin didn't have great hopes for that option. Plus, without resupply from Luthadel, they couldn't count on much anymore. They could continue the siege as planned for months, or they might end up having to attack within a few weeks.
Organize a new company, Elland said, turning to Damu. Fill it with these Mistfallen. We'll worry about dealing with superstition after we hold Fadrix.
Yes, my lord, Damu said. I think that...
They continued talking, but Vin stopped paying attention as she heard voices approaching the command tent. It was probably nothing. Even so, she moved around so that she was between the approaching people and Elland, then checked her metal reserves. Within moments, she could determine who was talking. One was Ham. She relaxed as the tent flap opened, revealing Ham in his standard vest and trousers, leading a wearied, red-haired soldier. The exhausted man had ash-stained clothing and wore the leathers of a scout.
Conrad?
Demu asked with surprise.
You know this man? Elland asked.
Yes, my lord, Demu said. He's one of the lieutenants I left back in Luthadel with King Penrod.
Conrad saluted, though he looked rather the worse for the wear.
My lord, the man said, I bring news from the capital.
Finally, Elland said. What word from Penrod? Where are those supply barges I sent for?
Supply barges, my lord? Conrad asked. My lord, King Penrod sent me to ask you for resupply. There are riots in the city, and some of the food stores have been pillaged. King Penrod sent me to ask you for a contingent of troops to help him restore order.
Troops? Elland asked. What of the garrison I left with him? He should have plenty of men.
They're not enough, my lord, Conrad said.
I don't know why. I can only relay the message I was sent to deliver.
Elland cursed, slamming his fist against the command tent's table.
Can Penrod not do the one thing I asked of him? All he needed to do was hold lands we already have secure.
The soldier jumped at the outburst, and Vin watched with concern. Elland, however, managed to keep his temper under control. He took a deep breath, waving to the soldier.